Shin Gimel, Sif Beis. So, Mutar Lot says Bechutin Shebet Savoro Shem Refuyim Venetzichim Lachasirom Bishas Tfila. If a woman has some type of a necklace around her neck, a chutin around her neck, so they're loose, so they're not a chatzitz at all, so she doesn't have to remove them when she goes to the mikvah, and therefore there's no gzeira that she might come to carry them dalet amos. Avo bekatla shebet zavara is osur, to wear a katla. Katla was a tight type of a necklace. They have something nowadays called a choker. So the word katla actually means to kill. It's the same idea. It's tied around the neck, and it feels like it's constricting. So that would be a chatzitza, and therefore, So she could not wear that when she goes to the mikvah, because it would be chatzitza. Fishehim mudekis, I saw kadesh tera balas buster. They would put it very tight. That would make her look a little bit. They looked beauty was by being looking a little bit larger. So this would make her skin pop out more. It would make her look. So they would wear it very tight. So she has to remove it b'shas tevila. So once she's taken it off, she might carry a dalet amos. Okay, well, it says it with the tefis. A woman can't go out wearing the tefis. What is that? Who come in sits the type of a metal plate which she would wear, which would go across her forehead from ear to ear. She might take it off to show to somebody, and so the issue over there is not tevila. The issue is she might show it to somebody, and then once she shows it, she might carry it. Lo b'sharvitin. Sharvitin is who gam ken sits. It's a type of a plate, but it doesn't go all the way across. It just goes down to the cheek. Shekharata al reisho. She would put it over her head, and it would hang down on the two sides. So these are a problem. But who would shade them biswacha? But they're only a problem if they're not sewn onto her head covering, because the concern over here is she might take it off and show it to somebody, and when she shows it, she has it in her hand. She will inadvertently continue to walk dalet amos, not realizing that she's holding something. But if it's attached to her head covering, she's not going to take it off and show, because that would mean revealing her hair, which she won't do. The whole problem here is if she might take it off the show. But if they are sewn on, she will not take it off the show, and therefore umutter. Even a psula sometimes would wear, as not so much as halachically required, but they would wear for fashion purposes some type of head covering. But for them, that's not going to be a heter, because they can take off their head covering. So they might take off the whole thing to show, and it's a problem. Mishaburas of Katan Zion. So the first case was, the issue was mikvah. So if it's a type of a tachshit, which is loose, shenim hudakim, because it's not on her body tightly. Because normally she doesn't want to squeeze around her neck anything choke her. Now, so the difference between this case of a chut and a katla. Katla is wide, so when it's wide, it won't cut into her skin when she puts it on tightly. It would be a chut, which is thin. She puts it on tightly, it's going to actually cut into and strangle her. And so that she won't do. Now, so we don't have a mikra problem. Maybe she'll take it off the show. So the chutin, they're not, they themselves, if it's not, so I said before a necklace when I was reading the sif, that's not really correct. It's more dafka b'chut, because it would be a necklace, which is a type of a piece of jewelry, she might take it off the show. But this is just a chut, so it's not something of significance that she would take off the show. But the katla is a problem, because it's she puts it on tightly. משום לפי שהיא מהדקס, חנה משום לכי הכי יש בה בזה משום חציצה. So there's the problem is now it's a chitzitza. Now after the kamei b'siv zayin, we're going to revisit this in siv zayin. And over there, it's mashu the tam ha'iser whom yishum the havi dabar choshev shin dama shafu mach. We have the other concern. This is a piece of jewelry that she would take off and show. Hasamar berufuya soviv tzavara. So the kiddush over there is even though it's not wearing it loosely, it's still going to be yasser because she might take it off and show. But the halacha, so that's over there. But halacha, kishamadeka is kadesh tiro balas moser, me'mel lo shalfi me'ala. But she puts it on tightly because that changes the way she looks. It would press the skin over here and make it look sticking out somewhere else. So she looks larger, which is that they prefer that as fashion wise. They preferred that. She won't take it off. Shows Latira Balas Buster because it's going to affect how she looks negatively. But we have a chatzitza issue. So we hear the problem here has nothing to do with the fact that it's a takshit. It's because of the chatzitza issue. Even though she's not going to take it off the show, but we still have the concern if a tefillas mitzvah would come. That she would have a chiyuv to do, she would take it off and she might end up carrying it and not putting it back on, carrying the olamas. So with the case of the tetefes and the sharvitin, which are these types of different types sharvitin, which these types of diminit hachshet hain the siftes, so we're afraid that she's going to take them off and show them. Okay, so that, but if they're attached onto her swacha, onto her head covering, lechel mecha shamidi, lohachi, she didn't tell us a swacha me roisha b'rishas rab and kreisha lo tizga lezara. She won't take off her head covering because then her hair will be uncovered. Fine.
So,
she's allowed to wear the tzefes or the shravitin attached to the swacha because the whole problem is betzim tatash. It's really not hutsosh. It's adorning. It's an adornment to the person, so it becomes bottle to the person. It's not considered hutsosh. The problem is she might take it off the show. Well, she won't take it off the show because it's attached to her head covering.
Thank you.
Okay. Sif gimel loyseitze bekipa shel tzemer. So she can't go out with this kippa, which is the hanukhute, the amro, the gedilin, maviriki hutsa. So it was threads, wool threads, which would be braided, pirish, kekele masuyim me'ali lulav hadakolim shemariga. So it ends up being like So she can't go out with this kippah, with this, I don't know, some type of a braid which she has, like you braid together rule of leaves. Itzma was like a felt. They would press the fibers together. So it's not really something which is an adornment. So that's just they keep it there as a way to keep the flies away. So that's not really a baggage or a takshit. So it's a problem of hitzah.
What does a woman wear to keep
this itzma?
What's
this piece of felt which she would have, like the pieces of hanging down around the face? Okay. So the first one is the keep up, so she can't go out. But kasher tzitzma hu takshit l'shin don shofar machbi. So the first one, the kippah is like a tachshit, so she might take it off the show. And the second one, the yitzum was a matlis, zeino lo tachshit lo malbish. Rabbi Kamas, so the problem here, it's considered that you're carrying something. We'll see, the Shartian said it's not mamash amas, the raisa. The main thing over there is to keep the bugs away. So by Kala, she's sitting there, everybody's staring at her, she's not going to chase the flies away. So she has to look there, looking very noble. So we put it there that it should help get them away, they shouldn't bother her. Taylor the Shard, see it in Yud.
A bride, a woman getting married.
Yeah. I'm Bach Jacob Humasa. The Bach says it's mamash considered a masa. Welcome nearly the lab masa gummer. It's not really a masa gummer. Mikra then it's considered some type of a tachshit. He brings a right to that. But Chazal dealt with it as if it's a masa. Now we're gonna see in the Mishnah Berurah said to look later on in Sif Yud Ches. So our meaning is women basically wear all types of tachshitim. The Gemara really did not allow these things, but the reason why we're making, we'll see later on, is because if you argue that we don't have Rishas Rabbis Manazah, so maybe the Gzera doesn't apply. That's the Sima of the Mekilim. But besides that, the Gemara says that the Chazal did not want to leave a woman with nothing to adorn herself on Shabbos, and therefore they were matir a kippah to a chotzer. There is these only things which he asked are actually even to a chotzer, because once you take out the chotzer, you take out the shazaram. The kippah they were matir to take out the chotzer. So this din of relosit to kippah shotzemer is the exception to the rule that this is one of the adornments which they were makel on to some extent. Okay, Siptal, let's say to be Yershal Zov. You can't go out with Yershal Zov. Here's Rashi, what is that? Shehu Tachshit Ogol. Was it like a round type of a piece of jewelry? Matarim Boy Kimin Ear. They made a picture over there which looked like the city. And it had some type of pin which came out, which allowed to attach it onto the garment. So it's like a brooch. I mean, a tam perish shukein atar l'rosh. It was like a crown that she wore across her forehead. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Yudal Tachat Ogol Vav Shein Derech Leilach Bo Ela Isha Cheshuba. So we should argue that this is a very, very expensive type of jewelry, and that it was only a person of stature would wear it, because it would be considered inappropriate for somebody else to wear. So it's not an adornment; they wouldn't be comfortable wearing it. It's not an adornment for them. It's not a tachshit because people will think that they're being too haughty. So only Isha Cheshuba would wear it. And therefore, there's a mandam in the Gemara which says an isha chashuva, it's beneath her dignity to take it off the show. So he was matter to wear an Yershal Zov because only isha chashuva will wear it, and she's not going to go around showing people all of her pieces of jewelry and taking it off and showing that. We don't pass them like that. And so therefore, the Yershal Zov is chashuv enough that even the chashuv lady might want to take off the show. So we'll see that there's going to be a type of a crown which these type of women would wear, which the argument is true that that's mutter, but this is worse.
What do you mean?
We'll see. We'll get back to that in a second. So they wore it like as with a pin. Enoch Kibber Gomer wasn't totally attached, because otherwise there's no there she might take it off the show, she can't take it off. But Yechal Mashalfa, the Kibber the Hutach, the Chashin, and Dil Mashalfa Machah, she's able to take it off. And when she's able to take it off, she might take it off the show. Vizeo Tam, Hugam, Kan, the Pierce, Riddle Tam, the Kamil Tam, it's a crown. The problem is she might take it off the show. Now, in Sef Hey, we say, Klila. What's a Klila? Klila is So it's a crown which you would go across her forehead, and she would tie it on with there was straps attached to the two ends, and she would tie it on around her head. So Materis Lotzis, but she can wear it. Whether it's it was made out of metal pieces which were gold pieces which were strung together, whether it was those pieces which were the standard of the cloth were on a piece of cloth, they put it onto some type of a cloth so it wouldn't cut into her forehead. Oh, that's mutter.
What's a klila?
Okay, so now why is it mutter?
What's a klila?
Klila is a type of crown. So why is it mutter? The chur, it's a tashit. We're asking all these cases of tashitim, tezayin, pein jiyasuya. But tam the man darker lemepek b'zeh. Who would wear this? Isha chashuba. V'hi lo shalfa umakbiu. And isha chashuba doesn't take off the shul. Okay, so now that's what the Mishnah was referring to before. We said by the case of Irshel Zov that woman, even if she chashuba, will take off the show. And here we're saying if chashuba won't take off the show. So what's the difference? So that's what Mishnah explained before, that the Irshel Zov is so chashuba that even a chashuba woman will take off the show. Right? Whereas this was not as chashuba, so an Isha chashuba wouldn't feel compelled in any way to want to take it off the show with other people. This heter only applies to this unique type of adornment that only such women wear. But the shata shittim shekol noshim regilus behem, but regular jewelry, which everybody wears, av keshuva asura lotzeis behem, and keshuva can't go out wearing them. Now, she's not going to take off the show, because that's beneath her dignity. So, why is it asur? The answer is, Chazal answered that they answered across the board. The only reason why this case is mutter is because it's an exceptional, it is a unique type of tachshit, which is Yishol Zav is also. Klila is mutter because we say because it's only adornments which a Isha Cheshuva will wear, so it doesn't go to the regular La Plug because it's only made for women where there's no problem. They won't take it off the show. But any regular piece of jewelry which an average woman would take off the show, even an Isha Cheshuva, is going to be awesome. Okay. Sefav, Resukya. What is Resukya? The Hanachaticha, Sigas Me'il Rechav, it was like some type of a throw they put over their shoulders. If there's a way to tighten it around the body, it shouldn't fall off, is mutter. But the name of the ritzuas is osur because it might fall off. It doesn't stay on well. It's going to fall off. She'd pick it up and she might end up picking up and carrying it.
What's this?
This type of a shawl that she would wear over her garments. Asur Yudzayin. Here the concern is it might fall off, and once it falls off, she'll pick it up, and then she will carry it inadvertently, not realizing that she's carrying it. She'll carry it for Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah. Now, L'Seitzeh B'Katla, Sif Zayin. So Mr. Brewer already referenced that we spoke about Katla and Sif Beis, and here we're talking about it again. There it was worn tightly, and the purpose was to change her appearance, so she won't take it off, but she must take it off for Tevila. Here we're talking about she's wearing it loosely. Tanu Bega Shiesh Loi Shenotzim Kemich Nesayim. So it's a type of a cloth that she would tie around her neck, and it had a place for a drawstring which she would tie put around the neck. And then it would hang down in front, so she might take it off the show. So that's why you can't wear that. The promise you might take it off the show. We spoke about the difference in this case of Katla and the case of Katla over here. The case before and the case over here is it's worn totally differently.
Witch's watch.
I'm sorry?
Witch's watch.
The Katla over here in Seb Zion was worn loosely. The Katla in Seb Beis was worn tightly. So Seb Beis is worn tightly for the purpose of changing her appearance. So she won't take it off because then she'll look. People will realize that how she looks. She wants to wear this thing, and it would press it enough that the other boser would stick out more, and she'd look fatter. They consider being fat, being balas boser, more beautiful. She takes it off, the skin will recede, and she won't look as beautiful. So she's not going to take it off. Over here, it's loose. Over there, there's no concern she might take it off. Over here, there is a concern that's loose. She'll take it off to show. That's the concern over here. The concern before wasn't because she'll take off the show. The concern before was she must take it off if she has to go to the mikvah. Over here, she wouldn't have to, theoretically. Okay, sifkas. Let's say to benizmei ha'af. Aber yotze benizmei ha'oizen. So she can't go out benizmei ha'af. But she could go out benizmei ha'oizen. Earrings are going to be mutter, even though nose rings are also. So what's the difference? Mineshos now mechusos. So if they keep her ears covered, so she's not going to uncover her ear to take off the earrings. And if I'm welcome, should know him. Legalis was name. Also, lots is nobody mishpoes in the heck of the derech. Let's see him misha. So if they normal people will uncover their ears, so then we're afraid she might take it off the show from her ear and then show it. Okay, you test. They consider that an adornment, but she might take it off the show. But the case of Nizmi Oizen, the Trichel Amilsa Mishlof Avuye Neishas Ne'ah Mechusos Bekishurim. So the Mishnah says that Isha was not someone that's also, that they would have a problem that it was Hakpada not to uncover it, just a Tircha to uncover it in places where they would cover the ears. Okay. Sif tests. Let's say b'makat nekuva imyotze chayevus. If a woman goes out with a needle, so a needle is for sewing. How do we tell what's a needle? Because it has an eye, which will hold the thread. So makat nekuva is not a tashit. Its purpose is for sewing. So just if a woman would wear it, she's basically carrying around an item to be usable when she needs it. It's nothing to do with, it's not a dormant, it's not a baggage. So she's carrying something, and that's also. It's chayiv. Shein nekuva. However, if it's a pin, which is as opposed to a needle, it has no hole, it has no eye, it has no hole. So its purpose is not for sewing. So they wear it sometimes for other reasons. So it's a mutter or not. If she uses it to hold together a garment, either it could be her head covering, or it could be whatever begotten. So that's mutter, because she would take it off, take it out, because then her garment wouldn't stay properly. Okay, and it's. Even though it's not a tachshit per se, but it's there being mishamish the beggar, taking care of the beggar, so it's bolted to the beggar.
Wouldn't take it out.
Right. Now, however, if she does not use it to be mimed the these things that she's tying around on herself. Doesn't use the pin for that purpose. She's just wearing the pin, so that's also. Okay. Mr. Burst of Khan Khavalov. Even though it's in the garment, so is that the halacha? She's chayav for caring. It's mamash considered her tzor. So the answer is it was normal for a woman to put these things into her garment to carry them. So that becomes a derech tzor. So it's not a tachshit, and it's not there to be mishamas the beged. It's out of it. You're using the beged as a way to transport the needle. So that's how it's saw. True, but it's derech tzor because that's how they carry it. So meilo, she's chayav. But in the kuva, so if she uses it, it's considered she's carrying a burden. Okay, and vafilu, this is the case of a needle which has an eye. It's not a tachshit, so she's carrying it. Vafilu mamedes bo ki shereha, techeves amachem b'tzoiv usigeres bo maftechecheluka. She's using it as one of her part of to hold together part of her garments. Still, they derek lahamid liskerb in the kuva chen havimasi. It's not normal to use a needle for these purposes. Therefore, it does not become that now it's bottled to the beggar. So it's considered caring. Derek is also kach b'chol liten machatim the kuva mitzifa b'bigdo. But it is derek itzah. So therefore, she would be chayv. Okay. Chav Gimel, Kishur Reha. But if it's in the Kuva, she's using it to hold together her Kishurim. Dan Kishure Tzeifa. So one example of that is called Kishure Tzeifa. The strings which you use to tie her head covering on, or she uses it to hold together her shirt. So all those examples, it's there servicing part of her clothing, and it's normal. So it's mutter. Now. Chavdal mutter. Yes, we're going to discuss the davka shemachet. Ain't also his kashet boy. But even though the needle, the pin is used to hold the piece of garment together, it's not a jewelry item. It's not something which is beautiful. Therefore, was mutter mitam nishkim and she mishameshes lo lutzarech levisha reika beis yad lama bushim. So it's not mutter because of it being a tashit. It's not a tachshit. They have to be yours because it becomes part of the beged. So it's only because it's not a piece of jewelry. Also, these kashit bo, Yerusha Echad Av Asikain tachshit. If one end of the pin has a nice head and it looks beautiful, also in Rabbanon the Hamid bo Kishurim Dil Shalfi Machvi L'Chaveret. Because now we're afraid that she might take it out to show. That's the Machronim. It says that's the Magen of Rum. But the Yeshak Arbim, the Chol Gavin Shari, says, no, the Kimlet Tzniyah, Savira, L'Shafi, Machva, Shal Yisgal, Sarah V'Liba. But the idea, they hold the garments in place. These are garments that you want to stay in place. V'chem Yitzad, Agrob, Yuroi, the Iker Atam, the Heter, B'Mamedes, Kishurah, Mishum, L'Tzniyah, Savira. So the hetter here is there's no concern she might take it off the show. It's because it's made for tzniyas purposes. Okay, and limchois. So the people which are makel to use it, even if it's even it looks nice, they can be makel.
Her heart and her hair.
Right. Our pins, even though they have a bulbous head to them, but it's not, it doesn't look like an adornment. So then everybody can be moderate. Okay, so you can definitely be makel to use those pins, our pins, to hold these parts of her clothing together. But if it's not mamedes b'kishurim, it's aser. Also, lots of bar kishitchuba b'tzifa or b'bigdo, so she can't go out with it pinned to her garment or to her head covering. I feel him is kashet this, but even though she's wearing it as jewelry, so it looks nice. So it's not going to be considered carrying because it's an adornment. Okay. And now we have the problem. She might take it off the show. And since it's not right now holding anything together, she might do that. And if it doesn't look nice, so then it's mamash just carrying. You're carrying this pin. You have it available when you need it. So that's a chiyav chatas. So now, furthermore, in the scenario which I just gave you, where it doesn't look nice, I feel im shichal lo hamachet leizet tzar shiyet. So she wants to have it available because it helps her when she parts her hair to part it in a straight way. She'll use this thing for that purpose. So she wants to carry it to have it available when she needs to part her hair. So we say, excuse me, that's very nice that you have needs, but it's not a garment. It's not a tachshit. So you're carrying something to be available when you need it. That's also. Okay, Sif Yud. She can't go out with a tabas which has on it a signet. It wasn't there for women to wear these things, and therefore it wasn't common for women to wear these things. So it's not for her. It's not a takshit. On the other hand, it is derech chitzah because she might sometimes wear such a ring on her finger to transport it if she needs to. So it's derech chitzah, but it's not an adornment. So therefore, it's chayev eschatas. Shena le'achosam l'seite b'miotzis b'tura. However, if it doesn't have a signet on it, so then it's an adornment. On the other hand, we have this concern, she might take it off the show, which, so it's also mirabana. Simkan chavav, chayevis, dein derech yishal osi salel tabas, sheishal al-chosim, women would not wear a signet. Okay, then loyhavik tatashit, so it's not considered a tashit, it's not an adornment. But we come back to derech chitzah, he bekach al etzbah. Why? So why shekai? If it's not derech chitzah, it is. The problem is lo habal tabatay bechol latzniyah bekufsa manicha betzbah asher malichaser l'sham. The husband might give her his signet ring to put it back in its box, and she'll put it on her finger to carry it. This way, she won't lose it, or it's easier to carry. So she will put it on her finger sometimes for that purpose. So it's not a tachshit, but it is derech chitzah. If it's a tabas which doesn't have a chosim, lo seitze duma shofa machbe, because the phrase you might take it off the show, but he have it to vishu tachshit leish. It is a tachshit, so because it's mirayitz it's mutter. Right, that was him shenal siftes. Adin linyan ish. Over there we discussed, by men it's the opposite. And we discussed maybe nowadays things are different. Okay. Yud Aleph, lo seitze b'kulyur. She can't go out with a kulyur. V'hu tashash ha'kasherish bo Miftake Chalukah. It was a type of an adornment which she would hold it. She would use it to tie together the two sides of her garment. It was like a perfume, I guess not the right word for it. It was a fragrant type of a bundle that she would wear to smell nice. Okay. So she can't wear either of these things. Let's say it's a Mechul. Yours are Mishnah Berurah. Chav Ches. It says not only is it Osir, but it's Chiv Chattis. We'll see that maybe that's not... we'll see. Shekasheris, now we said, this Kavelis, no, this is Silkurya, which they would use it to gather the parts of her garments. Now, we're not saying she's wearing it like that right now, because then we have the argument she won't take it off because she's being Megala Liba. But it means in general that's what they use it for. She's not wearing it to hold the garment together. She's wearing it as an adornment. So therefore, she's not using it to hold the beggar together. So then it's not bolted to the beggar because it's not being mishamish to beg it. She's just wearing it for no purpose. So that's what the loch is. It's going to be, that's what the Mora says, that case is chayiv. All it shows is that you're rich. It doesn't show, it's not beautifying you. If she's using it to hold together part of her clothing, so it's mutter because it's considered a tachshit, it's being mishamis to the person. She'll take it off to show. But she won't take it off the show because it's going to uncover her body. So that's great. Okay. The same thing with the kavelis is a type of a something which was used create a fragrance. Vukasher v'isha sharecha ra, a woman who has bad smell, to anasaleh. So she would wear this. So that's what it's for. So it's not ka'ayiv, because it definitely is there to some way to adorn the body. It's adorning the body through smell. But she might take it off the show. They would have like a little flask of shemen or parsimon, which is a very nice smelling shemen, because you might take it off the show. The same idea. Okay. Okay. Sif your base. She lost a tooth. And so she puts in a false tooth. If it was gold, so it looks different than the other teeth. So she might be embarrassed. She might feel more comfortable wearing a gap than wearing the shiny gold thing. So she might take it off and hold it and then carry it. Shane the autumn. But if it's made out of silver, which looks fairly similar to the other teeth, or if it's made out of Shane autumn, so it doesn't look strange. So it's there to adorn her. She should look more, she should not look like she's missing a tooth. She looks more beautiful when she looks like she has all of her teeth. So it's an adornment, and there's no chashash over here of people being mavaza her and she want to take it off and be embarrassed, because people will not notice it. Okay. Maybe we'll hold it here.